Good evening. My name is Gary Collins with customer support. How may I help you?
Hello, Mr. Collins. So this is customer support for several different companies, I'm thinking.
Yes, ma'am, about 100.
Okay. So I purchased something called Dr. Clean Spray online, and I received it. And at the time that I made the purchase, I was told that I qualified for a free gift. So all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. And so I did that. The free gift was received. The problem that I have is I believe that Dr. Clean is billed by a company called Best Gadgets. And I paid the initial fee and I paid the shipping and handling for the free gift. And now I'm finding that they're billing me again this month, and I don't know why.
Okay, let me.
This is a telephone number that was associated with the charge on my charge account.
Okay, ma'am. Let me pull up your account. See what. Can I have your first name?
My first name is Taryn. T like Tom. A R Y N. And I'm guessing you have my telephone number there, right?
Let me see. Okay, loud here. Okay, it is T A R
Y N.
Okay, Y N. Let's see. Who is last? Can I have your last name?
My last name is Worrell, W O R R E L L.
Okay, I see you. Let me give me 1 second while it pulls up your account.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And if it's not for Dr. Queen, I need to know what this is for.
Okay, I can pull all that up.
Yeah, I don't remember ordering anything that's a recurring $67 charge every month.
Okay, and for security purposes, you are Taryn Worrell, 1205 Brazen Lane, Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Absolutely.
That's okay, give me 1 second while it pulls up your account.
Okay, thank you.
It's pulling up your account, man. I'm sorry. It's kind of
it's
slow.
Okay. I'm not in a hurry. I'm just glad to get somebody because I've been trying to call since last week.
Okay, I see. All right, you want to see what these reoccurring fees are for? Oh, whoa.
I want to know what this is, yeah.
Okay, decline. Okay, approved. All right, let's see here. I put it right up for you. Let's see, on May the 24th, it says, is this a kitchen? Yeah, I can go way back. A kitchen, I guess it looks like a kitchen knife set offer. Let me see what company.
I didn't get any kitchen knives from anywhere. And I don't remember ordering any kitchen knives.
That would be the eight. Okay, that would be.
What was the name of the company?
Let's see here. That's what I'm looking at now. Kitchen offer. Okay, Kitchen STI. Kitchen ST1. Who are you? Sweepstakes, no. Wi-Fi booster, no. Sweepstakes, no. Kitchen. It seems to be a online company that sells kitchen appliances, and that would be that $7.95 would be for a like a membership fee, but it would come with those reoccurring charges that you see. So
no,
would
no,
you
no,
like
no.
me to cancel?
I don't know what this is, but Yes, please cancel it. It was $67.32, not $7.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. The $8 was like for a one-time fee, and then after that, like a month, it goes up like a monthly fee, man. So that's why
I don't understand, because I don't know what that is. I didn't buy any knives. I didn't get any knives.
Did you take like an online survey?
I don't know. I might have.
Yes,
but I didn't agree to any charges of anything. Not no $67 a month. Now, as far as I know, I got charged the $67.32 in November, along with $5.74, if I remember correctly. And then I got charged again last week, December. And I called the credit card company, and I asked them to deny the charge. But they said to me before they would do that I should try to contact whoever it is that's charging me.
Yes, man. I see all those $56.95 charges were declined. So let me get you canceled out of this sweepstakes thing, because that's what that is.
It's a sweepstakes?
It's either a sweepstakes or you pay like this little fee that it goes into like this account to where you get discounts on kitchen appliances or different gadgets, but instead of getting an $8 charge every month, it balloons to like that, what, 56?
Oh, no.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, no. Thank you. Yes. Please take my name out.
Yes, I'm going to cancel you out of this because that's...
And then can I get my, what's pending now in my charge account? Because it was from... the 23rd, and of course when I saw it was nighttime and I couldn't get anybody on the phone, and then it was Christmas Eve and then it was Christmas Day.
Okay. What is this necklace? Okay, blacklist. Okay, I have a cancellation number I have to give you.
Okay.
Okay.
Your name, wait a minute. Your name is what was your first name? I remember your last name was Mr. Collins. What was your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My last name is Edwards, but my first name is Gary.
Gary Edwards. I thought you said Gary Collins. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's not Best Gadgets. It's whatever is the clearinghouse. What's the name of this company that I got?
Let's see. Or
is it Best Gadgets?
What is this? Kitchen exclusive offer?
No. Your company.
We are a call center. We can't. They don't allow us
You're
to give
out.
You're
a call center.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
That's a telephone number that shows up on my charge card statement. That's how I got you.
Yes, ma'am.
And it says Best Gadgets in Florida.
Yes, ma'am. We're in Alabama.
Number. You're in Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. The Best Gadgets place would be the place you got it from. We're kind of in between. We just...
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know what be going on until we pull up the account. Okay, let me see.
Okay.
All right, all right.
So yes, do you have the name of the company there that's billing me?
It would be probably be that company you just called out. Did you say it was Best
Gadgets? Well,
yes,
what
ma'am.
I bought was something called Dr. Queen. Now, when I bought that, it said it would show up on my account, on my statement as Best Gadgets. So that's why I thought that's what it was. But anyway, okay, so what's the number you wanted to give me?
Okay, it is C260304897.
Okay, and what is it called, that number?
Let's see. What's that?
Is it a case number?
Oh, no, ma'am. That's your cancellation number.
Cancellation number. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And the company name is what?
That would be who'd you say you bought it from? I see let's see here. I see, I see a trueproductsforless.com.
Trueproductsforless.com
524.
Oh, wow. Oh Lord have mercy.
524. Okay. Huh? Zero. Yeah,
0. And so they've been billing me. They've been billing me since May, and I didn't realize.
Let me see.
Oh,
yep,
they've been trying to bill me since May, but it's been declined.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Since May the 24th.
Yeah. Okay. So yes. So now you're gonna cancel this. So it shouldn't happen anymore, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's been canceled out.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm going to call my credit card company now, and I'm going to tell them to decline it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and there shouldn't be any problem, right?
No, ma'am. I see they've already been declined, but yes, ma'am, you can call them and tell them.
Yeah. Well, it's showing up on my statement now. That's the thing.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah, it first showed up on December the 23rd, but now... It was pending then, but it went through yesterday. So I'm going to call the bank now.
Yes, ma'am. Call them and have them decline. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and happy holidays.
Yes, ma'am. Same to you, too.
I really appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
you're very welcome.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.